Crumble cookies make me feel like a cocaine addict where I like have to like ingest it and then I have to get the crumbs and like put them on my gums like just to get the full effect, you know?
Fucking shit.
Speaking of drugs you have to put on your gums to get the full effect, how about Cocaine Bear?
Welcome to Bear Attack. Yes, we are talking about a bear that actually attacks people. Well, not from the real life story, but in the movie, the motherfucker attacks everybody.
The real one just attacked a bag of cocaine and had died. One great run.
Oh, a great, what was it, like 100 yards? It wasn't even that far.
And then it made it one football field, and then just everything turned off.
Like a robot with fur.
So, for those of you who don't know, I'm Blitzbear. And then the other guys can introduce themselves so you can hear their voices.
I'm Polar Bear.
And I'm Panda Bear. And the reason we are all bears is because there's two Sams and a Nate. As for those of you that have never listened before, that's the bear names.
That's so not confused. The reason. The reason is because
the reason was the bear names is because
we're all big, hairy, and gay.
That's right. Quick synopsis of the movie. A drug dealer is flying a plane and tosses duffel bags full of cocaine out of the plane into a national park. And then a bear finds one of the bags of cocaine, becomes addicted to it, and starts just like murder rampaging through the woods.
Yeah.
Is that a pretty good synopsis of the movie? And two kids are stuck in the problem.
Yeah.
And they also do drugs.
That sums it up. Yeah. The kids really stupid kids. They don't even know how to do cocaine.
I hate to jump this far in the movie already, but Nate, did it irritate you that the mom like racks the rifle and shoots out a spent round? Or a non-spent round?
Yeah. I think that was supposed to be funny though.
Oh, okay.
I think that was
irritated me. I was like
she was trying to act like a badass, but didn't really know what she was doing.
Yeah, I think that's what that was the joke.
I mean, she knew what she was doing, but like she could handle it. But I don't. Yeah, that rifle couldn't hold more than probably two or three shots.
That's true. Yeah, if she
he already used one,
she didn't have more in there. Yeah, that could have been the last one for all she knew, and she just popped it.
Yeah, is the dog, the little white dog, is that a cocker spaniel?
I think it is. Some kind.
That's a serious question.
Pretty sure it's not.
Her name's Rosette. She doesn't like fetch.
Yeah, I love that part where he's in the station and he's like on the phone with the adopt. I thought I was getting a lab that liked to play.
Yeah, okay. So is it a mail order? Am I to believe there's like a mail order dog adoption agency and they like mailed him this little white dog?
Well, in Cocaine Bear, that's what happened, and it's based on a true story, so
and this detective brings his little white unmasculine dog with him to work.
Well, he's a new dog owner, he doesn't know what to do with her.
You know what, the one thing that was kind of weird about them, like, obviously, other than all the mind-blowing shit and like the movie's a total mind fuck.
Mind,
I'm just gonna say it now.
Blowing.
Yeah.
It is Saw levels of gore and Pineapple Express levels of humor.
It's so. You know what? The weird thing, the part that got me a little like, I'm like, Carrie Russell, really? Now it's turned into a really gory version of bedtime stories for me. What the fuck is that?
Is that the Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, but she also plays the mom in that. Like, she's a mom in that. And, like, they go through all, you know, if you haven't seen Bedtime Stories, go watch it, whatever.
I remember. But,
is that perfume I smell? It's European.
Motherfucker.
Smells expansive.
That part, I'm like, the ranger. I'm like, dude, she got away with the bear mauled her. Like, how getting away
the
stuff.
The ranger is she's the second highest body count to the bear.
That's true.
Like, four fucking times.
That is true.
Yeah. The evil drug dealer kills less people in this movie than the park ranger.
Well, so, yeah, I guess I do want to talk about that scene a little bit more. So I was kind of worried from the trailers. Like, on one hand, it looked really funny and interesting. And I'm so sick. This is a bit of a sidebar, but I'm so sick of everything being part of a franchise or a remake or a sequel. So I've been dying to see something original, which is why I was kind of pushing this movie for us to do hard. But also, it's Bear Attack. How can we not?
Yeah,
Cocaine Bear. Yeah,
hard.
He made that argument, yeah, and I'm like, he has a point.
I also just wanted to see it.
Yeah, I also just, well, I wanted to see something original and different. And I've been told by, I don't know, I haven't looked in to see for myself if this is true, but they're doing a cocaine shark next, so it looks like and I'm not sure if I'll go see it or not. But part of me wants to.
I might
wait for that one to come out on Netflix.
I was gonna say it's gonna be like Jaws or Megalodon, but the fucking shark is on drugs.
So,
all right.
So I was worried from the trailers that it was going to be like just watching a bunch of innocent people get killed, and that was supposed to be the joke. Like, haha, he was a nice person, and we just watched a bear eat his guts out. But
no,
just brutally murder him.
Ray Liotta is a motherfucker.
I'm happy to say that it's a. It felt like the parts where like people actually died were like scary and weren't super campy. For the most part, and that made me happy because I didn't want to just laugh at like nice people getting mauled horribly, because what a way to go in a bad way.
And besides the lady besides the first kill, everybody else that dies after that, kind of a dick.
No,
the first kill was the roughest, I think. I forgot about her.
Well, yeah, the leg landing on the guy. Oh my god.
That was more than I was ready for.
Yeah, my mind immediately went.
It starts the movie off hard.
But they were European too, so.
My mind immediately went, oh fuck, I am not prepared for this kind of movie. What is? Oh, this is going to be fucked.
Oh my god.
And it was.
We were supposed to have a child together. Its name would be Texas.
That was bad too, because the bear ended up killing that guy too. I felt bad on that one, but
oh yeah, it's. I think his death from the bear is the only one that happens off camera.
The only one that made me like really uncomfortable was when the guy's dangling from the tree, and it's like all his guts are like falling out. I didn't like that.
Yes.
No, the one that I don't like is
the death in this movie was brutal.
Yeah, when Ray Liotta's character gets killed, and they fucking little the shock. It has cubs, by the way, and they're also on coke.
Is Ray Liotta the guy who's like
the drug dealer,
main bad drug
dealer?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I don't care about their real names.
Well, he's dead, so I'm like, yeah, he died. And he's like super,
in real life.
And he's like super. And he's like super famous actor guy. So
yeah, he was dedicated to the role.
But like the fucking cubs, like they knock him down and they freaking rip out his fucking intestine. Oh, dude, it was disgusting.
Yeah, that
I'm
part.
Like, this movie is so fucking metal.
I forgot about that part. That part didn't bother me as much because it was like, yeah.
Well, he's a dick.
I hated him. Yeah.
This movie is probably the most brutal death I have seen on camera since Saw.
Probably the most brutal death I've ever seen.
I've only seen the original Saw, and it's definitely worse than that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know what? It might. Yeah, it might be more bloody than Saw.
I think it is.
And sometimes I felt bad because I laughed, and I was like, why am I laughing? I feel so bad. I shouldn't be laughing.
Okay, so... We'll get to the, I don't, Are we gonna do good, bad, and ugly? Like,
well,
are we doing that?
Yeah, I like. I always, whenever I do a review, this is before Bear Attack started doing reviews, but I always like break things down into good, bad, and ugly. And I feel like we just started with ugly.
So no, I feel like the gore is a good thing because like that's what happens. It was realistic. I'm like, if Bear fucking mauls somebody, there's gonna be carnage everywhere.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that that's the ugly. The gore is the ugly in this
ugly
movie.
Is not necessarily good or bad. It's just yeah. It is ugly.
Yeah, that's fine then.
Yeah, it just is.
But there is good ugly and there's bad ugly. So you say gore is good ugly. Panda Bear, Polar Bear, what do you think?
I think the gore just is ugly. Sometimes I had to look away.
Yeah, I don't think it's good ugly or bad ugly. I think
it's just ugly.
I'm glad that it wasn't at played for laughs as much as I thought it would be. I also feel like it's gratuitous. I don't really think the movie needs it.
Well, I was hoping that I wasn't hoping. So I thought the way they were going to do deaths was that like somehow everybody that died was going to somehow have cocaine on them. But only one person that died actually had cocaine.
Oh man.
On them.
But the bear did not waste any time on that one.
No. No, that bear was in.
That yeah, the other ones
but
the
everybody
bear
everybody else that dies yeah, the bear just like tears them a new one.
I have another ugly.
Go for it.
When the Dee Dee and Henry find the coke brick and they fucking cut it open and they just like do knife blade worth of coke. I'm like, okay. First of all, yes, that would be the reaction. Cough, cough. But like, you don't ever see them like react. Like, you ingest that much coke, you're gonna be like unable to like
bouncing
do
off
anything.
Well, they didn't ingest it; they just spat it back out. But here's how you know that Phoenix is a little bit ghetto.
What the fuck? Okay.
So, Amy and I are sitting in the theater, right? We're watching it, and they cut open the brick, and she's like, "How much do I do?" And he's like a teaspoon, like a tablespoon, and she like takes the full knife up. And everybody in the theater except Amy goes, oh, no.
Yep. Yep.
Like, we all know that's too much. That's too much drugs. But Amy from small town Washington's like, is that too
is
much
that
drugs?
Is that a lot of coke?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much is too much, but I know that that's too much.
That was too much.
And they're so. I turned to my cousin who I watched it with. I was like, "They're so small. Their little bodies are so small. The amount of coke per person is already way off." And then they do, but they spit it all back out. So I don't know if that's realistic. Yeah. Like, but maybe.
They would still have some residual effect, though, and I'm like,
"Oh yeah,
you see it a little bit." But you see it a little bit with Henry, like, because you can, like, when he's hungry, like, and he takes the gun. I was like, "Okay,
Henry." No, you definitely see it in Henry. He's like freaking pinned. The next time we find him, he's got so much energy, and then he starts crashing at the end.
Yeah, his eyes are pretty wide for the rest of the runtime, up until the end.
I think they're both high. High as balls.
All right, so
you're too grounded for rehab.
Do we want to go through bad or ugly, or good?
Let's go bad.
All right, bad.
Let's go bad.
Yeah, do we like good. The movie or not? You'll have to keep listening.
All right, my bad. Casting choices. Not that the actors are just, I know them from other things, and it like kind of broke the, like, Awkwafina as the ambulance driver. I'm like, oh, fuck.
That was Awkwafina?
Yeah.
I literally did not pick up on that. I feel stupid.
Dude, I thought the casting was perfect.
And then they had, like I said,
I am unfazed by the fact they're in other things.
Well, like, then they had Kerry Russell. But the one that really got me was having Jesse Tyler Ferguson attempt to play a straight, like, southern man and getting hit on by the I'm like, dude, I just remember him as Mitchell Pritchard, and I can't like unsee that now.
Which character was he?
He's the park inspector guy.
Yeah. He played one of the gay dads on Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That doesn't bother me at all. I think that's one of the goods, that he is just, like, not interested in her at all. He is all about his job.
Well, yeah, and, like, in my mind, I'm going, yes, because he's a flaming homo, but... Sure, let's put it as he's dedicated to his
Shims, I feel like you're really bogged down in trying to make actors one person.
I know, like, it's not, it's just their, it's,
oh my gosh, you are soaking wet.
The cat just came in from outside. For those who don't know.
That timing. Oh god.
Oh my gosh, this cat is soaked.
Ew.
None of the characters are likable except for the guy who just lost his wife to cancer.
I like the mom too.
I like the mom.
Nope. I don't like her. She's pushing this boyfriend on her daughter. She sucks. The daughter sucks because she's like sneaking out to the woods in the middle and skipping school. And not
they you know. Don't suck that
just
bad.
Because she reminds you of you doesn't mean you have to hate her.
Henry and
Dee Dee.
Gosh, it's gonna kill me that no, the guy that's not David.
I don't remember any of their names.
Yeah, no,
I don't remember his name.
This is how unlikable the characters are. We don't remember any of the names.
I kind of liked all of them.
Henry. David and the guy whose name I can't remember, they really make the whole movie. Everybody else is just cannon fodder for the bear.
Literally true for some of them.
And yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? The park inspector guy, I thought he was pretty fun.
You didn't like the detective guy?
Oh, I thought he was great. But
no, he was too all over the place for me.
Yeah, that's why he's funny.
I love how he knew he was dying and he just shoved the bag off the gazebo and like, here. And then Sid shows up and he's like, where's the bag?
I gave it to the bear. Oh my gosh. I'll save this for good. My favorite scene for the good.
I'm going to say the bad is that the true story, the movie, there's a lot of things that were cut from the real story that I think would have made the movie so much more interesting. But like
the bears being
and
dead.
They don't. At the end. Yeah, they never acknowledge that they like. It's weird because they have like the some of the stuff like I forget what the movie starts with, but like the opening like scroll, like gives you an idea that
from Wikipedia.
What? Oh, from Wikipedia. Yeah. So it's kind of like they kind of set your expectation with that, but then they like at the end of the movie they like. They go, this character ended up, you know, doing whatever, and at the end. But they never, like, say, and also the bear didn't actually kill anyone. And none of these people are real. But the biggest thing I didn't like that they changed, so the guy who was at the beginning of the movie, the drug dealer, so he found out his plane was getting followed, and the co-pilot didn't know that they were smuggling drugs, and so the guy just had him start like dumping all the cargo, and the co-pilot's like doesn't know what's going on, and the guy like hands him a parachute and shoves him out the door, and then he also jumps. But the pilot in real life, when they found him, he was wearing military fatigues and gear and night vision goggles and all that stuff, and so they
like Gucci shoes,
so they thought he was army or something, and it turns out he was earlier in his life, but they knew that he wasn't active duty because he was wearing Gucci loafers, like brand name Gucci loafers, and he's wearing the Gucci loafers in the movie, but he's just wearing it like, and I think that's the most drug dealer thing in the world to do, like combat gear and Gucci. And I thought that was so funny, but they changed.
This is my Gucci tactical vest, my Gucci plate carrier.
But he died for, and I guess they like his chutes didn't open, and the movie has a very funny like the way that they explain what happened is so funny. But yeah, they don't know in real life why he died or why his equipment failed or whatever. But they found the co-pilot, and the police actually believed a story that he had no idea and never charged him with any crime.
Thanks, cops.
But so that's my bad, is that just some of the liberties that were taken, I feel like, weren't as funny.
I think the whole movie is a liberty.
Well, yeah, so that's the only thing that's even close to resembling reality, I guess, is the guy shoves all the bags out of the plane.
And was after ridiculous. The guy gets the last bag out of the plane, that is where reality stops.
Yeah. I was going to say... I watched the YouTube video like that you sent about like the actual story, and I'm like, I'm just wondering, I'm like, do people go out into the national forest and just look for bags of coke now? Like, is that a thing that happens?
No.
It's like geocaching.
I mean, yes, it's like geocaching.
Cause they said they never found any of it, so I'm like, the bear didn't eat it all. Where the fuck is the rest of it?
Oh my gosh, the bear ate 5 pounds of cocaine.
I think the thing is they did find all of it. But yeah.
No, it literally said at the end of the movie they didn't, or I can't remember.
Well, that's what it said at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's true. It could be. I'm not going to die on that hill. I could be remembering wrong.
Amy asked that, like, I think when they found Dee Dee, and the bear had more cocaine in the bag. She's like, how much cocaine can a bear do before it ODs?
Well, not 40 kilos.
Answer, about 5 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Yeah, in real life, the bear just ran 100 yards and died. Died one happy bear.
Just like
with a lot of energy,
like when Pooh Bear eats too much honey and he just gets excited. Yeah, you know, that, like that.
Oh my gosh! All right, the good of the movie. I think the best scene in the whole stupid movie is when the bear passes out.
Yes!
On top of the guy.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
Is he dead?
I was hoping that the bear had OD'd. Like, I feel like the bear should have OD'd. Instead, they tried to turn it into, like, a heartwarming, like, oh, it's a moth. It's so stupid. That's another one of my bads. But that part is
good. What do you mean she... Her vagina is on my ear.
There is... Also, that part is, like, there's no way. His head was nowhere near her...
I know! It's such
that's another bad
scene. And it's fact, so funny though.
But it is that is like, a good though when she comes over and just flops down on top of him. Yes.
Well, and the fact that he didn't like suffocate under her, I'm just like, okay, that's funny as hell. And but I'm like, there's no way the dude, you can hear the dude under the bear. Like,
that was a
no
big
way.
Bear.
Yeah, absolutely no way. But that's, I think that's my favorite like scene in the movie. But my favorite death in the movie is the ambulance scene. And the ranger when she flops out. But the whole scene of the ambulance like
so nasty.
Sequence, it was so brutal, but it was my favorite of all the death scenes because it was so just like complicated.
Is it sad that like it was so brutal? I'm like, holy shit, Metal Apocalypse could write a song about this ambulance.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh true. My gosh. Like them showing his wrist song. Just like his stump hanging off.
Oh, so gross.
When the guy opens the door, I was literally thinking, like, I would not be standing in front of that crazy lady while she's got a gun, and then bam. That's not a good, but
oh my gosh,
I barely remember that part.
Up. I was like, oh shit.
I am so frustrated that they made the bear cute sometimes.
Yeah.
I love
it. It was just like sitting at the door, just like, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of the movie vacillates between really different tones. I guess that could be it.
Yeah.
We're in the good section. I keep coming up with more bads. I'm sorry.
That scene where she blows that poor kid's head off, though. So Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh, yeah. Which is a good.
There, there's a lot of scenes, like, there's a lot of deaths in here that are, like, it's like they went and watched all the deaths in Tucker and Dale versus Evil and said, how do we make these just a little more brutal?
Yeah, that's a good way of describing the movie. It's Tucker and Dale versus Evil with a bear.
Oh, I got one more bad, sorry.
Yeah, but Tucker and Dale versus Evil, their jokes are funnier.
We really moved on from the bad too quickly.
Yeah, I got one more bad. Sorry, I just thought about it. The fucking female cop. That ain't, I'm like, really? How pretty, like, come on. You can't really? Yeah, of course she's with them. Like, really?
Oh, I didn't see it coming. But I also, like, I'm not good at spotting twists in movies. Yeah, I'm not like you guys.
As soon as she showed up and he, like, he didn't tell her, like, it was too quick, you know?
Yeah, they didn't lay a whole lot of, like, groundwork for that reveal. I don't think we'll...
I knew that she was going to be a dirty cop as soon as she was like, you don't have any jurisdiction in Georgia, instead of, like, how do I help?
Oh. Dang. I wish I was like Polar Bear, but I feel like it would ruin a lot of movies for me.
It would. His perception is scary.
You've got to... It brings you into a different way of watching movies. I get to watch them once, just judging them, and the second time I get to enjoy them. But I'm not going to watch Cocaine Bear again.
No, it's.
I don't think I have that kind of.
No, it's. We're not saying it's a bad movie, but like Nate was saying, there's like a shit ton of tones and like the deaths and the holy fuck the gore everywhere and like, and then they add that little like Pooh Bear satire when the bear's fucking high off his ass and he's trying to be she's trying to be cute. Like,
it's all like bandwidth. Like, I just don't have enough bandwidth in an average day to deal with that. And then I went and saw that after a full day of brutal work.
Luckily, I saw it on my day off, but I had just woken up, so I was like, I was wired on like a shit ton of M&Ms, and I'm like, holy shit, hey, is this what Coke's like? Anyway.
So here's some goods for you. I think when the guy jumps out of the plane, I won't say why. You gotta go see the movie, but that part, I laughed so hard. I've never laughed. I never laughed that hard again for the rest of the movie, unfortunately. But
it
that
just
was
reminds me of the last time I went off a diving board and I like belly flopped. I was like, oh god.
So that was good. And then also just like, I'm just so happy to see something. I think I already talked about this at the beginning, but just something that's not. I'm so over Marvel, dude. Like,
or Star Wars.
Same. Absolutely the same.
Yeah.
Dude, one of the jokes that got me was freaking when Henry and Dee Dee are like walking, and he's like, for a girl who likes to be alone and doesn't care about other people, you sure do a lot of things for attention.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good line.
And I was like, this kid is the most insightful character in the whole
I think there were some good characters. I know you don't like the mom. I like the mom.
I'm indifferent about her.
I like her.
I don't think she was that bad. She's pretty. She's not that good. Yeah.
No, I like her.
She puts ice cubes in her wine. That's not it's not great.
No, it's, yeah, that's true. But
it's probably,
but
she, pretty white trash.
She tries to, she cares about her daughter and she tries to help. And then there's a redemption arc for the drug dealer and the sad boy. And,
six more days of John.
Yeah, I didn't expect, I expected like the park ranger lady. And I wasn't too surprised about the juvenile delinquents that
oh my
gosh, their end in a grisly ways. But I was surprised by the characters who made it out alive. I was surprised by how much I liked them and how much character arcs they had.
When the delinquent kid grabs the cocaine bag out from the sheep, so the sheep can't get it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I liked
there was some gags that were just good.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite one was when the fucking cop guy, they show up and the kid's like, I don't want to make you mad or nothing, but they're gone. He's like, don't move him up. How the fuck? Hold on. He couldn't figure out how to get down. How'd you get up? I just jumped off that tree over there.
I jumped out of that tree.
That whole scene was pretty fun.
Yeah, they have the whole banter between the two African-American. I'm like, God, you can't. I'm like, it's fucking great. My jersey.
The fight scene between.
I'll be here until the.
The jersey guy and the kids in the bathroom, I thought was a lot of fun.
Oh, I straight up thought he was going to pull a gun and just shoot them all.
I did too. I'm kind of sad that's not what happened, but.
I mean, I'm proud of him for taking those three on and getting stabbed, but still being okay.
Yeah. That was a good scene.
I feel like they're.
Please tell me you found them like that.
I feel like those three are like small town murderers. They're just lacking a little bit of brain power there amongst themselves.
Oh man, this is like if they turned if you told an AI to watch a bunch of Small Town Murder.
All right. So what do you guys think? Did we like it? Did we not like it? Would you recommend it to somebody?
I liked it. I would recommend it if they know what they're getting into and they want to see something original. Otherwise,
yeah, I'd have to warn them first because like I went into it not knowing shit and I'm like
you never saw the trailer or anything?
I liked it.
I saw the trailer, but like the tone was totally different in the actual movie than the trailer because I just figured okay, the bear's going to rampage but there's so much other shit like when she blows
I liked it and I would off. I would recommend it to a very select group of people.
Yeah.
My brother would enjoy it, I think, but
I would not send my mom to watch it.
No.
No, do you know who we need to have?
But I will be telling Garrett to go see it.
We need to have Eddie 2G's do a reaction to Cocaine Bear.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I'd watch that, yeah.
Because he just, you know how he is. He's just super, he blew his head off. What do you mean he blew his head off?
You know, earrings? Nipples.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to think of other people I'd recommend it to.
My dad would probably think it was funny if he didn't get lost in all the plot stuff.
You know, I told my buddy Anthony to go see it. He's got crackhead energy. He'll think it's funny.
I'll tell our audience to go see it if they know. They know.
If you've listened to this and you still want to go see it, it's a pretty good movie. It's a good original idea.
Nick and Jelly, if you guys hear this, you should go see it. I'll see you this weekend and tell you.
Pringles, Bruce Willis's.
Yeah, it's good.
So, how many bears? What are we ranking it? Nate, I'm going to give you my number, and then you'll have to tell me what I like actually. Because we're doing this thing where we all go 10 through 1 or 0 and like whatever level. I forgot what I sent to Nate, but he's got it in a text chain. So, I'll throw the number out there and he can tell you what I think.
Oh, I'll have to scroll for a while to find it, but I'm in.
I'll go last.
So I'm making graphics that will be on our Instagram for our different bear claws, and I'm very excited for you to see them, but they're taking me a long time, and when I do creative things, I don't usually do more than one creative thing a day, and it's you know. If you listen to this, you're probably a grown-up who gets it.
Yeah. He sent us I think it was the one for you, and we were just like, yes, please.
He has less than one. Oceans does on his ranking. I don't just as a like these are his rankings, so that's fine. I don't believe in zero. I believe in 1 through 10.
Yeah, if it exists, it gets a number.
Yeah.
But we gave Velma negative numbers.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I'm ashamed at how high I rated Velma after time has gone on.
Four, what the hell? Yeah, it's terrible.
I gave Velma negatives because I don't think it should exist, and I'm hoping if I just pile drive it into the ground hard enough, we'll forget.
The honest trailer for Velma is the first time I've. Mindy Kaling, you should feel bad.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna give it a. I'm gonna give Cocaine Bear a 7 out of 10.
Ooh.
Vibin'.
High praise.
It is a vibe. Yeah, that's true.
Get higher, baby. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10, which on my scale is subjectively good. 7's objectively good. 6 is subjectively good. It's the realm of the Transformers movies.
Subjectively good.
And, and their ilk. And Cocaine Bear is one of those.
Yeah. I've labeled 7 as vibin'. It's better than 6, which is exceeds my expectations, but hasn't quite reached into I'm excited to talk about it still.
I don't know. We were pretty damn excited to talk about it.
That's true. The shock value of it. But after the shock is gone, I don't think I'll really talk about it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to have a lot of clout later on, but I think that's like a one-and-done deal.
I don't think it has super long legs, that's for sure. Panda Bear, what's your rating?
All right, well, because I had zero expectation going in, and there were moments that I wanted to pee my pants laughing, and then parts where it were so gory, I like almost shit myself. I'm going to give it an 8 because it's something original and like it isn't the regurgitated garbage. So
nice.
I don't know what 8 is, but
8 is cookies and cream.
Okay, no, it ain't that good. I'll give it a 7.
A warm hug.
Yeah, that's about right.
All right.
That is an average of.
Oh, God.
That's man, that cocaine was a mind. Oh, what a mind fuck.
What are we loving, boys?
I'm loving that my business is starting to do stuff.
That's super exciting.
I have recently discovered Scooby-Doo and the Guess Who. It's basically like Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? But they have like celebrity guests on. Like they had Weird Al. They had like they have all kinds of people. It's Scooby-Doo, so like it's like okay, you know, this is blah blah blah, it's all, but like, you know, I love that shit. So and then Peyton Parrish put out a Disney cover album, which is great.
Yeah. I still need to listen to that.
It's so good.
Peyton Parrish had a song last year called Precious, and it's like a Gollum song, and I don't know why it's so good. It has no right being as catchy as it is, but I couldn't stop listening to it.
He's like Five Finger Death Punch if they were good, you know?
I like Five Finger Death Punch. Like, I'm not a fan, per se, but...
I mean, I don't hate them, but they're like the Nickelback of metal. Like, they get all this shit.
If I'm in the right mood, there's nothing that beats Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh no, Bad Company comes on and I'm like at work. Fuck yeah, yeah, I'm gonna blast that shit. It's
a good song.
I mean, it's a cover, but still.
I'm loving a lot of things. Things are going good.
Wow, but... 3 years into the podcast and he's finally got a good vibe. Yeah.
I fought hard. I went snowboarding on Sunday and it was fresh powder, and dude, I was boarding on untouched snow and like pushing it up, like it was going up past my knees in some places. That is a feeling unlike anything else.
That fresh pow pow.
I didn't go up today because I'm tired and I needed to do stuff around the house. But yeah, now I'm kind of like, I hope this is the last storm of the year because things are getting out of hand. But
I know that you guys, this is like a record. It must be. You must be like. I don't remember it being this bad for a few years now.
I know January was like third most or something like that for January. The last time it snowed this hard was 2010.
Yeah.
2010 was insane.
Like, you would get buried and not be able to find your way out type?
No. But... it was like the snow was like 5 feet deep in some places.
That's unless pretty good.
It's yeah. It's you gonna be. I won't be surprised if it's 5 feet in my backyard tomorrow. But that's like, you know, of accumulation. Like it just doesn't melt back there.
I was gonna say you're gonna have to go out the top side of the house. You're not gonna be able to open your door.
That's already a thing. I've given up on that. Oh, that's something I'm loving. I can park my car in the garage. It's kind of a sad reason.
Oh.
Yeah. We had to put my grandmother and I share a house, and we had to put her in a home. So now the garage shit. Is all mine. But I'm all right damn with it. I mean,
That was quick.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been off for a while, but
she's
yeah,
been off for a quick. While. Yeah.
I'll let Amy know that her buns are safe.
Yes. Yeah. Amy, you can come stay. My grandma won't molest you. Which is a story for another time.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Bear Attack. If you like this episode, let us know by giving us 5 stars and leaving a review about how much cocaine you would do if you found a brick just sitting out there.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for listening to us. We'll see you on social media, or you can email us at bearattackpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. See you later. Bye. Bear Attack!